Marshall Fire victims and environmental advocacy groups gathered yesterday in a charred former neighborhood of Superior to bring attention to the need for climate action. One of the participants, an 11-year-old girl named Madhvi Chittor, gave a speech urging government leaders to not only declare a climate emergency, but also calling on President Biden to use executive powers to address the worsening climate crisis. Event organizers say that an official declaration would enable the president and Governor Polis to make real climate progress in transition to renewable energy. KGNU's Rosana Longo-Better has the story.
Hello, everyone. I am Madhvi Chittor, 11 years old, founder of the Ecoethics Movement. When I was 5 years old, I came to know about the plastic pollution and its root cause, the oil and gas industry. Even the oil and gas industry has destroyed our planet. ExxonMobil, the biggest polluter in America, plans to pump 25% more oil and gas in 2025 than it is today. If the rest of the industry pursues even modest growth, the consequence for the climate will be disastrous. We are already heading into the disastrous path. Many countries in the African continent are also auctioning off lands in the Congo Basin for new oil and gas permits. The oil and gas industry must be held accountable for the environment devastation caused by fossil fuels and covering up what they knew along the way. I will list all the various environmental devastations caused by the oil and gas industry. Number one, plastic pollution. It is predicted that there will be more plastics than fish in the oceans by 2050. Plastics are the byproduct of the oil and gas industry. They make huge profits out of plastics too. In 2021, after nearly 2 years of my determined efforts working with 35 mayors across the state, with Governor Polis and with State Representative Lisa Cutter, Alex Valdez, Julie Gonzalez, now single-use plastic bags and styrofoam containers are banned in the state of Colorado. But still, there are many more ways the oil and gas industry is pumping plastics into our societies. Let's refuse plastics. Number two, coastal cities and small Pacific and Caribbean islands are struggling to keep rising sea levels at bay. Cities like Miami Beach, Florida, Galveston, Texas, Ocean City, Maryland, all have 70% of their housing in the risk zone. Number three, coastal and Midwestern states watching mega rains causing flooding, destroying crops and homes. Like Kentucky, like it's happening now. Number four, forest fires in Colorado, where we're standing right now, like the Marshall Fire in California and also all over the globe. I recently came back from an activism combined vacation trip from Europe and was caught in the heat wave of 116 degree Fahrenheit in Spain and witnessed forest fires. My dad also volunteered for the Marshall Fire residents. Number five, drought. It's happening everywhere globally. All must be aware of the water scarcity in Lake Mead and Lake Powell, a lifeline for millions in the Midwest and the US. Number six, fishing communities are losing catches due to warming waters. Number seven, land temperatures rising in Colorado and also globally. In India, the land temperature has risen to 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Number eight, air pollution. Denver was rated in the top 10 cities for air pollution in August 2021, primarily because of ozone caused by oil and gas companies. Number nine, water pollution. Many are aware of microplastic pollution, but many are still not aware of PFAS. It's a dangerous, non-biodegradable, bioaccumulating chemical that is polluting our aquifers and used by the oil and gas industry for fracking. Well, by bioaccumulation, I mean like our dairy, beef, fish, crops, all are contaminated and made non-consumable. I repeat, non-consumable because of this chemical. I worked with Governor Polis to declare March as PFAS Pollution Impact Awareness Month, and in the previous legislative session, I worked with State Representative Ms. Lisa Cutter and Governor Polis to ban PFAS use by oil and gas companies and in many consumer products. It is the first in the U.S. and the world to ban PFAS usage by oil and gas companies. Please visit my website to know more.
Please give me your name and then tell me about preparing that beautiful speech that you put together today.
My name is Madhvi Chittor. I am 11 years old, and right now we are in Superior, Colorado. This is the area where the Marshall Fire has been. So many people have lost their homes due to the oil and gas companies, and they're just like keep polluting, and then they're not even accountable. They're not even saying it's their fault, and they just keep going.
What have you been doing here?
So we're in a big group of people. I'm included, all activists, everyone, multiple stories, youth, adults, everyone came here just to convince Biden and Polis to declare a climate emergency and then use their executive powers to just to stop this climate change. I just want people to come together, organize these kind of like climate strikes, rallies, meetings. We must all just stand together. We must do our part to stop this climate change. It's very important. We must also demand, and we must demand the governments to take action, governments, businesses, all the top people to take action with stopping the climate change. And I also have this campaign called Parents to the Polls. It's because children, they cannot vote. And so we have to convince all adults, parents, grandparents, they must all vote for the right government, the government that will help stop the climate change. That's why I started this campaign called Parents to the Polls. Everyone can join and support, also like spread the word as well.
For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better.